Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. Irene has moved on to Canada. In her wake, a lot of statistics that you've undoubtedly been hearing, including over 24 killed, of course, a terrible toll, and a price tag of billions of dollars. And when it comes to public infrastructure, a strapped federal government can't cover it. Let's start there today. The Washington Post's Federal Eye columnist Ed O'Keefe joins us. He's been reporting that cash reserves at FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, have dipped below the preferred $1 billion mark. Now, the agency just confirmed that reporting in a press conference. So, Ed, what is the government going to do?
Well, with less than $1 billion in the Federal Disaster Fund, they are going to temporarily suspend payments to rebuild roads and schools and other public structures in the wake of the spring tornadoes in southern states and in Joplin, Missouri, as well as from previous disasters in other years. This has been done several times before in the past, most recently in 2010 and 2006. And they have to do this because, of course, as the dozens of states along the East Coast are now getting ready to deal with the cost of the cleanup and the other damage done, they're going to need that money faster, whereas projects that are from older disasters and might be a little farther along, they feel at least can wait a few weeks, if not months, to finish before getting all the federal money they need as well.
And this underscores that while some people are poo-pooing Irene because she didn't live up to her billing, as I said, at least 24 people have died. There's damage from Puerto Rico to Vermont. Vermont experiencing the worst flooding in 100 years. And there are something like 7.5 million people without power. So this was considerable.
Absolutely. And where FEMA will step in first, most likely, is to sort of help with those public infrastructure projects. So if you had water treatment plants that were damaged, bridges that were washed out, and other roads that were destroyed, public beaches, post offices, police stations, those types of places that need to be rebuilt, the states and cities will be able to quickly apply for federal funding and get it. And that is the money that FEMA is stopping its delivery of. It's that public money. Individuals who are trying to rebuild their households, those people will still get money no matter when your disaster occurred. But the public money for public infrastructure projects is going to be held up.
And just give us a little reminder of how this works. The president signing these emergency declarations for 9 states and Puerto Rico triggers what?
Well, an emergency declaration essentially allows cities and states to apply for money to help them with their emergency response efforts over time on police officers, equipment that the EMS and firefighters may need, and other rescue workers. A major disaster declaration, which only Puerto Rico has received as of Monday morning, is a bigger request that allows residents that have been affected, their households, the businesses, to start applying for individual aid and assistance that they may need in the wake of a storm.
Do you think that that kind of a declaration is going to be expanded to states on the mainland?
Absolutely, but it takes a little while longer to assess and then ask for. Remember, Puerto Rico got hit by this storm last Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They got their major disaster declaration on Sunday. The reason it takes a little longer is the states have to be pretty specific on proving, essentially, and figuring out which counties and which cities are most affected. And considering the fact that they're still flooding, there's still a lack of power in some areas, it's difficult for emergency officials to get out and really determine where exactly he's going to need the assistance.
So, Ed O'Keefe, to the question of the shortfall in FEMA's coffers, as we said, the government likes to keep $1 billion in. There's only $900 million, but even $1 billion isn't enough. Is there money somewhere held up? We've just, gone through huge debates over funding.
There actually is money for those Joplin and southern state tornadoes that happened in the spring being held up right now. The House has passed a bill that gives about another $1 billion towards this year's disaster relief funding that would essentially go to those tornado victims, but it's being held up in the Senate for various reasons. Part of the whole debt debate really is why this is being held up. On top of that, House Republicans at least are proposing another $2.6 billion for the fund for fiscal 2012, which begins October 1st. But look, you can set a price tag on it, and inevitably in some years you're going to need much more. And so it just requires supplemental funding from Congress. The problem is, as you mentioned, because of the ongoing spending debates and the concern about if you're going to pay for things, what are you going to cut? It very well could be that this gets held up for a few weeks, if not months. The House Majority Leader Eric Cantor last week at a press conference in his congressional district, which was hit by that earthquake, said, yes, FEMA will inevitably get more money, but we're going to have to find ways to cut funding from other parts of the federal government in order to do so. That hasn't necessarily been the rule or even talked about in previous years widely. This time round, considering the appetite for spending cuts, it very well may come up.
Well, but it's happening, as you said, some of the cuts are coming from other areas that also need help. And is there any sense that there has to be some change? Just this spring, we saw tornadoes, flooding, an earthquake, a hurricane that didn't even do what it could have. It still cost billions. You know, you can hear people in Montana who had flooding, or people who had flooding along the Mississippi River saying, wait a second, you know, what about me? So is there any sense that something has to change?
One of the first things that could probably change, and one of the things that people have talked about in the past, is to simply give FEMA more money. That would probably be one of the easier ways, but of course nothing in Washington is that easy. The other thing is, of course, the rules on who and how you get federal aid after a storm. Those flooding situations along the Mississippi River, part of the reason that some people haven't been receiving funding is because they were so big, and because in some cases it was the fault of the infrastructure that caused some of that mass flooding. And remember, the Army Corps of Engineers decided to flood certain areas to avoid flooding larger cities. And so for whatever reason, and the details are a little sticky, in some cases people out there might not be eligible for federal funding. Whereas you go out to the East Coast after this week's situation and you find that, you know, that's a natural disaster. It's a situation that doesn't happen that often in those areas. And yes, they are going to be eligible. So if anything, I think people would say speed is something that has to be discussed. After those assessments are made, how quickly can the money get out? That was a big criticism after Hurricane Katrina. FEMA and the Obama administration is trying to work on getting money out faster. It doesn't always happen. There have been some rumblings after those spring tornadoes that aid didn't come fast enough. But certainly the easiest answer would be to give more money. But as you pointed out, there isn't much money to give.
Ed O'Keefe, Federal Eye columnist for The Washington Post, on the shortfall at FEMA in the wake of Irene. Thank you.
Great to be with you.